Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
For I know Abraham, said the Lord, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. There is one name that when mentioned, all who have known him have one thing to say about him. They all say, that was a man of great integrity. That man, my grandfather, Lloyd Mayhew, was the founder of our church and ministry. So let me share with you today a little bit of his testimony. He was an apostle over an entire movement that covered the southern region of the country. He planted and oversaw many churches, pastors, and was a father to both physical and spiritual children, and was a rock in our community and movement. He walked in many gifts, callings, and offices throughout his ministry, yet he went simply by Brother Lloyd. No titles, no accolades, a simple man of selfless integrity and abundant grace. So many healings, miracles, deliverances, and salvations, so many lives changed, yet you would never hear him speak of them. He just kept forward with the mission. He gave up his will to do the work of the kingdom. He turned down big churches with big salaries to hold the position that God had commissioned in a small, poor congregation. His name may never be famous, but it is etched into the hearts of generations, and millions have been affected by his faithfulness. The ministries that came from him and the souls that have been brought in cannot be counted this side of heaven. As his grandchild, I can say that our ministry, through its various different branches, today reaches tens of millions that we know of. Because of his faithfulness and obedience to lay that foundation, he sowed into that. And it is still bearing fruit today and will for future generations. He could have been rich. He could have been famous. He could have had an easy life with an easier congregation. He could have looked to his own well-being. But he didn't. He tended to the least of these. He looked to eternity. He planted good seed. And we are reaping the harvest of it abundantly, though almost no one knows it. Why? Because we follow in his footsteps the best that we can. He was a true patriarch, just like Abraham. When his own son died of a gunshot wound, he laid him before God and never wavered or questioned, and God resurrected him, like Abraham. When the congregation rose up against him with selfish ambition, he interceded for them, like Moses. When God called him to pastor the poor, he worked hard and served all his life with no financial compensation, like the prophets. When people mistreated him, he loved them, like Jesus. In all of his life, his own kids who saw the real him could say that he never raised his voice. He never spoke one bad thing about anybody, never acted selfishly or unseemingly. He was a man of true grace and integrity. Pretty unbelievable, right? How was he able to do this, you might ask? It was because he spent every minute that he wasn't sleeping, working, or ministering in the prayer closet, praying and studying. He was a friend of God and a rock to many, a man of humble beginnings and simplicity. One that as a boy was so sick that as a kid in the Great Depression, that his dad had to steal alligator eggs from alligator nests to sell to alligator farms to buy his medicine. A kid who could not go to school because he had upwards of 30 seizures a day. A kid who at 12 years old laid on the levee and told God, "If you heal me, I'll preach your word one day." He never had another seizure again from the time that he prayed that prayer. And when he came of age, he started preaching. But the seizures had left him unable to speak clearly. No one could understand what he was saying. So he opened to Acts chapter 2 and asked God for the grace to do what he knew God wanted him to do. And as he read that home alone that night, the house was filled with a fiery light, a mighty rushing wind that whipped the trees outside, sounding like a train passing over. And just like that, God gave him a new tongue, and he could speak clearly. And he used that tongue faithfully to preach to many, including me and my siblings, and all the other kids that he picked up for church faithfully. And it bears fruit now and reward in eternity, where I'm sure he's one of God's great generals, or however that works. A man of humble beginnings that has done great and mighty things for God's kingdom, yet hardly known in the earth. The measure of a man's eternal worth is not found in material possessions, titles, or in being famous. It is found in the lives that he affects by allowing himself to be the instrument of Jesus. Let us imitate him as he imitated Christ, to aspire to obey God, to see souls saved, to live humbly with integrity, tending to the needs of others and not living selfishly, to be a godly spouse, to inspire godly children, and in doing so leave a legacy generationally that will still be collecting interest for the King until the day of his returning. Not to be a celebrity, but to be a patriarch of a godly family that others will join as they join God's. That will influence others, not to covet or desire riches or mammon or materialism or attention or vanity or anything that will put their focus on self, selfishness, or the temporary, the things that draw men into perdition and set their course for damnation, but to set their hearts and minds on things eternal, where our true riches are found, with God in his eternal kingdom. No matter what we have to pass up or lay down in order to do it. God knows best what brings in a real and lasting harvest. So trust him, like Brother Lloyd did. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6 says this, "Most men will proclaim to everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." So, Lord, we come before you today and we ask that you would make us men and women of integrity, of selfless humility, of devotion and dedication to your word, your presence, and your purpose, to tend to the needs of others, to be a patriarch of a family, and not desire to be a lord, a king, or a celebrity. Help us to be like Brother Lloyd, who did his best to be like Jesus. Help us to live a life that matters in the scope of eternity, even if almost no one this side of heaven sees it.
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.